The Harp substitute, Chris Lotefi, he was wondering, was that not a free kick? But what it is a throw into Harps, around about 6-7 yards out from the corner flag. So Tony McNamee, as you can imagine, has come across to take this throw in. He's going to hurl it deep into the penalty area. Here it comes, it's to the near post. And again, the goalkeeper, Dara Burke, comes and claims full of confidence. And takes the pressure off once again.
Yeah, listen, it was long so well, and you're expecting somebody to go in the goalkeeper to make sure he can't come and claim it, and fair play to him. Nobody went on him, and he came and claimed it just around the six, and just the ball was too near to the goal. But there's a few more minutes left, but you have to praise the Cove tonight. They've came, they defended very well. They've assisted, simple system, a free kick again here on success. We've been excellent again tonight and probably worthy of a goal, but it's a big chance here now. Nice free kick, yellow card as well. So they've been given out to one of the Cove players. I'm just not sure.
Yeah, that's a strange one because success Edigan, it looked like the ball had kind of run away from him, but the challenge came in from the Cove defender. It's right on the edge of the 18-yard line, and Tony McNamee is taking a wee bit of time over this. He's tying his shoelace as the referee gets the two-man wall back the requisite 10 yards. And Tony McNamee is just weighing up his options. Every man's up, bar Tim Oliver Heimer, for this late opportunity. It's a set-piece situation. The 5 minutes of injury time, going by my watch, have been played at this stage. So this is a case of last chance saloon for Harps. Tony McNamee drills one in, and it's headed clear by a defender. Fair play to that Cove Ramblers man. He stuck his head in there, and that indeed was the final action, Declan. So despite their best efforts, Harps unable to find a way back into this contest, and Cove Ramblers pick up a hard-earned 1-0 victory.
Yeah, listen, tonight they've been very good. The first half, they were definitely the better of the two teams. As I said earlier, the defending set play, they defended very well, defended deep. Two centre-halves were excellent. The goalkeeper didn't have much to do, but everything he'd done it very, very well, very comfortable. So it probably took for the bench to make those changes and bring in the four subs. And out of the four subs, Sean O'Donnell was probably the best of them. Put him out on the right-hand side, and he did cause them problems. It was that one player that can't skip past somebody and cause problems, you know, and he did that on three or four occasions and got balls in the box. But tonight, it's all about Cove and how well they defended. They're very, very happy going down the road with 3 points. A long trip up from Cove. But the first half performance, they were the better, and that was the star mark probably for them to get the 3 points. Second half was better by Harps. More energy with the legs, they brought in energy into the team, but we just didn't create enough. And our final ball and selection of a pass at the final moment wasn't good enough tonight. And you got to put your hands off for a big 3 points for Cove.
Okay, so a first defeat of the campaign for Finn Harps. So that's first defeat in 4 games. They stay third in the table as we look at the league table, where Treaty United lead the way with 10 points from their opening 4 matches. Cork City and Finn Harps share second spot on 7, and Cove Ramblers climb up into 6th place by virtue of this good victory tonight. The only goal of the game came on 23 minutes. It was a good strike from Jack Larkin. Harps much, much better for the closing half hour of this game, but ultimately no joy despite their best efforts. So it's finished here in Finn Park in Ballymofay. Finn Harps 0, Cove Ramblers 1.
Coverage of Finn Harps on Highland in association with BNS Credit Union Ballybuffet, where the Renovate Loan can help you turn your dreams to reality. Flexible lending with personal service. Visit bnscu.ie or free phone 1800 290 390. BNS Credit Union Limited is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.